Okay, I'm sorry about the hiatus in Ali Shore, but let's get back to it. So we were in the first Mechtav here, Perek Shishi, and what he just was talking about, he was addressing a bocher who was down, didn't feel good about his learning, and didn't feel good about himself, and he explained that the reason why was because he was looking at his friends, and that's the nature of a person when he's in a competitive situation, like a yeshiva. Yeshiva is very competitive. It's a situation where everybody's put under the utmost stress to try to take out, to actualize all their potential and to maximize their intellect and their memory and everything that they can, because that's what the nature of learning is. That's a learning Torah. You're stressing yourself, you're pushing yourself to your limits, which means that your limits are then exposed. And so you have, therefore, some people's limits are going to be higher than yours are. And naturally, the person looks at that, and this bocher, he's saying, was looking at those things. He was noticing how one friend is faster at understanding him than him, and the other friend was at a better memory than him. And he explained to him how you don't look at your own kochos, because the fact that you don't understand it as quick as your friend makes it such that you will have a deeper understanding than your friend does. Because it takes you longer to understand what it's saying, you will think more about it. And that longer time that you spend thinking about it will lead you to greater depths in understanding it, and also in your acquisition of it. And so too also with the Chazaras. When your friend chazers and understands very quickly, chazers and he knows it immediately, for you, it takes a lot of Chazaras in order for you to understand, for you to remember it. But that gives you a lot more, can give you a lot more simcha when you finally do remember it. It's an amazing feeling that you've worked hard and you got it. And he said that therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you everything you need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you everything you need. And that way we can be having this when we say, Baruch Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shasa Li Kol Tzorki, that Hashem gave me everything I need. It's not just about shoes, like we said last time. It's about also in Ruchnis. Even in Gashmis, also in Ruchnis, everything that you need, Hashem has given you. Hashem has given you to fulfill your job in this world, to learn the Torah that you need to learn, and to fulfill your job in this world. Oh. Now, Ulamata, however you, Yotermi Mash, okay, that's what we're up to. We're up to the paragraph that starts with Ulamata, the bottom of page Lamed Vav. Yotermi Mash Ataro Eo Marich Kochot Sech Lecha, and the more than what you see and value the kochos, the powers of your own intellect, you look at the talents of your friends. But when you look at yourself, you only see what you don't have. But what other people do have. Right? Joint learning, which is what yeshiva is, it pushes you every day to your borders. Rashamim shliliim eile mitzdabrim yom yom. And these negative impressions are gathering. They are mitzdabrim. They're like adding up. They're adding up day in, day out. B'tchila lo rigashta v'hem. In the beginning, you didn't feel them. B'voacha le'yeshiva. When you came to the yeshiva, ulai yelacha demyonot mukfarzim al atzmacha b'kishonotecha. Maybe in the beginning, you had wild imaginations, ideas about your potential abilities, your abilities and your own talents that were not realistic. But day in, day out, you saw more and more that the other people's talents are lacking by you. And one day, the basket was filled. And then all of a sudden, you started thinking about yourself, worrying about yourself, that you don't have anything. Lo kisharon, you don't have any talent. Velo atzlacha, you don't have no success. Velo tikva, and you have no hope. Rak afisas koach, only what do you have? You have no koach, no strength left atzvut, you have sadness, tsar, and you've got pain. That's all you have. And here he says in Mamash, a very important line here, a little bit scary, but he says, Hargasha zu nikres kina. This feeling that you have, this no koach, this sadness and this pain, it's one thing. It's called one thing. It's called kina. It's called jealousy. And that should be actually a comfort to you, Yedidi, my precious one. Why? Because every young person suffers from jealousy. Every young person suffers from jealousy. We could say maybe every adult also, but okay. At least every young person for sure suffers from jealousy. But alchas kama v'kama, and every, all the more so, ben yeshiva, a person in yeshiva. There is no place on earth. This is such an important sentence for us to take in and to appreciate when we're in yeshiva. There is no place on earth where the toiling in ruchnius is so strong like there is in yeshiva. Melechein ein gam, that's such an important line, right? Melechein ein gam makom ha-ma'amid et ha-adam be-behirut korabal kochotav ha-ruchneim ha-gvulatem. And therefore, there's also no place which stands a person up or which gives a person clarity, such a great clarity in terms of his abilities, in his ruchneis, and his boundaries in his ruchneis. There's no place that gives you such a push in your ruchnius, and therefore by necessity there's also no place that also shows you your limitations as much as yeshiva does. Hamakir etzmo beodea tochunotav, a person who recognizes and understands himself and knows his abilities, his inclinations, beodea, and he knows that which that Hashem has graced him with, matana gedolahi, is a great present. The imrak yenatzel et kochotav yegia lechol ma'alach hamuda, and if he'll just make use, yenatzel, he'll not save, but he'll make use of his powers that he has, then he will achieve every sweet and desirable Milo that he can get to, every level that he can get that is desirable. V'yasig b'Torah kadosha mashe aboyri oylem ratzashu yasig, and he'll achieve in Torah that which his creator, the creator of the world, wants him to achieve. Uba ofen sh'aboyri oylem ratzashu yasigeo, and in the way that the Borei Olam wanted him to achieve it. Again, if a person just knew, if he understood and knew about himself, that he has a great present, and that all he has to do is just use those kochos that he has. If he uses the kochos that he has been given by his creator, he will reach all levels that are desirable. He'll get in Torah, I'll achieve in Torah, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to achieve in the way that Hashem wants him to achieve it. If he knows this, Adam zeh eino sovel od mikina. This person will no longer suffer from jealousy. Aval atzair, but the young person, asher terem makir etzmo, who has still not fully recognized himself, known himself, v'tchunotav, and his abilities, hakara meufechet, mefuchechet, ubrura, this is an interesting word, mefuchechet, a sober and clear understanding. Okay, if he doesn't yet have, in other words, the way that we all look at ourselves, right? We all look at ourselves, that we can be the best learner, and we could also be better than LeBron James in the NBA, and also beat Messi in the World Cup. We still look at ourselves with these kinds of eyes, right? We have unlimited potential, and that's how we look at ourselves, right? We haven't yet reached this, what he's writing right here. The tzair, the person who's young, who has not yet achieved an understanding of himself, a sober and clear understanding of himself. Then he looks at himself with eyes that are not his. He measures himself with the measuring the yardstick of his friends. That which he sees by his friends, that's in his eyes, that's what's good. And he wants to be like them. And therefore, contact with his friends, it's always going to place him at the border of his abilities, of his intellect. And he sees himself not from within himself. Rather, he only looks at himself from the outside, from the boundaries, from the borders. And there, he looks at himself, he sees by himself more the negative side and not the positive. And this is what it means, where it says that kina is the rotting away of the bones, and maybe here means more atzmut, your essence. Anagua bekina humazniach et atov, somebody who is touched by jealousy, humazniach et atov, leaves behind. He neglects that which is good. The achiyuvi and the positive, asher chananu Hashem, which Hashem gave him, ad kedei rekev atzamot, until he gets to the point of rotting of himself. Barak malotehem shel achirim, and it's only the milas of other people, chaverav v'svivato, his friends and his everybody that's around him, hein malot beinav, only those become milas in his eyes. Hitbonei nefo yedidi. Therefore, my dear one, contemplate this. Imlo akina hamekanenet amok belibcha, ki sheviatcha lidei hayush ve'atzar nochichi. Could be. Look into yourself, my dear one, and check to see if it isn't the kina, if it isn't the jealousy, which is deep inside your heart, which is it's mekanenet, like a kina. It's singing a dirge. Deep inside your heart, that is what brought you to this current state of yush, of despair, and pain that you are currently feeling. The intimsa kikachu, and if you do find that that's what it is, the ineni misupak baze, and he writes, and I, by the way, Ravolbi is saying, and I myself, and don't have any doubt that that's what it is. Dalacha, you shall know, ki avoda gdola v'chashuva mutelar alecha, then there is a great and important work placed upon you right now. He, and that is lakir et asher chanancha boracha b'malot kishonot ane'alim, to recognize what Hashem has given you in your milas and your talents, the great talents that He's given you, the high talents that He's given you. Lakir, and to recognize ki ein malchus nogas b'chaverta, that no kingdom touches his friends. Okay, that's a phrase that Chazal used when it's talking about David becoming king after Shaul, and vice versa, you know, and later on also, that no king becomes a king until the previous king is out. Okay, no king, the two kingdoms don't touch each other. But what he's saying over here is klomar, that is to say, chelkacha betorah shamur lechalavad, your chelik Torah is guarded, is waiting just for you. It's set aside just for you. Vechol hachaverim shezviotcha, and all your friends that are around you, lo yig'u bo. They will not touch it. They will not touch your chelik in Torah. Because their seichel does not touch your chelik, which is unique to you. Your chelik in Torah is set aside for you, and nobody else can touch it. Him, b'shalehem, they have their chelik, v'ata b'shalcha, and you have your chelik. Do not measure yourself by their yardstick. Da ve'emin leboracha. Know and trust your Creator. Ki natan lecha kol tzorchacha ruchani, that He has given you everything you need in ruchnius. Shkoya, such important words. Such important words for us to take in. Shkoya, guys.